Hello and welcome to episode 63 of the Sales Quants podcast, a production of Madison, Michigan and Markets. This is not Harry Stebbings, it's Jeff Herman, and we are thrilled to be here with you today. The topic of the day today is how to get started with video marketing using your iPhone. You've all heard it, 2017 is the year of video marketing. Countless thought leaders are out there hammering this topic. And look, I agree with that, right? I agree that video marketing has been democratized and the tools are in our hands, right? We live in an age of video made by and for the mobile device. But look, video has been around for more than 60 years, right? Television has dominated our lives for more than 60 years. And it's done that for a reason, right? Video is the most visceral way to establish an emotional connection with your audience. And now that video marketing has been democratized, it's an amazing opportunity for us to engage and build trust and credibility and become a great resource for our audience, for our customers, our prospects and customers. So we're going to break down how to get started with video marketing using your iPhone. So many thought leaders out there are, you know, have any Gary Vaynerchuk fans around there, they have a D-Rock, right? A guy that follows him around 24/7, taping his every move, packaging it up in a cool video with cool music and just lots of cool effects. And it's fine. You know, he's a global, you know, world traveler, lives in Manhattan. Lots of great footage for him, right? Casey Neistat, another great example of an awesome vlogger, lives in an awesome city. He's a super cool guy. What if you're not cool? What if you're just someone that's not in Manhattan, someone that doesn't have a quirky or unique personality, but someone that's a competent, if not compelling, business person that wants to break out and basically separate yourself from the competition? So there's a whole lot of us out there. I myself am the farthest from cool. I'm awkward. I often think of the best thing to say after I said it, right? So minutes later, I should have said that. So I still think it's so critical for us to embrace video marketing because we, once again, all have this content planning, production, publishing, and promotion studio in our hands, right? It's directly in our hands. It's called our iPhone or even for those on the Android platform, for us to not take advantage, because this goes back to, you know, if you're not Gary Vaynerchuk, or if you're not Casey Neistat, or the number of other awesome YouTubers out there, Owen Video, right? He's a cool guy, lives in California. I live in Ohio. Am I uncool because of that? Well, if you're not one of these thought leaders, you know, you don't have to, you can still jump in, and it's all about just being authentic and establishing that trust and credibility and just giving people a sense of what it's like to work with you. So there's a whole system behind this, right? So this market has been democratized and we don't want to just willy-nilly jump up and launch into a video marketing strategy. We really want to take time and embrace almost a 4P approach to video marketing. So first, it's planning, it's production, it's publishing and promotion. So while there's a very distinct process to follow and big fan of the process orientation, we should spend a little more time on why. So we've alluded to this. Why is very critical to get started on. And once again, alluding back to this notion that television video has been around for quite some time. But video marketing, to the extent that you have passion, commitment, and a unique perspective, you can build an audience. And so you don't have to be Gary Vaynerchuk. You don't have to be Casey Neistat. You don't have to be the countless other YouTubers out there. If you have passion about your topic, your product, your content, your concept, if you have passion about an idea and a unique perspective you're bringing to the table, and you share that on a consistent basis, be it video or audio or what have you, you can build an audience. And in this, you know, specifically getting into video, the barriers to entry to podcasting and audio, it's a little complicated. We've gotten into that before. It took me 6 months before I really learned how to upload, you know, content, even though I have a great content management system to do so. I just wasn't there yet. So video marketing, you can get started today. But why? Let's focus on, before we get into the four P's and the process, let's focus on the why. Already hit this, establish trust and credibility. It's you, and it's you and your unique self, your authentic self. You can establish trust and credibility, not only because you're sharing great knowledge and your expertise, you're illustrating your knowledge and expertise, but you're showing commitment. You're willing to give and add value to the dialogue. So you're not, video marketing is not for pure promotion. It may be, you know, if you have something specific to offer and you've already taken your prospect or customer on the buyer's journey, but it's really about building trust and credibility. And it's an establishing an emotional connection with your audience. And so not only can they hear you, they can see your set, your background, your lighting, so many facets to, you know, things that go into a video. And once again, they don't all have to be perfect. There are trade-offs you're willing to make. If you're an interesting person with great content and great delivery, people will basically, you know, give you a pass if you have a crummy set or not so great lighting. It just depends. Now, there are people that make their living on YouTube and you have to have all those nailed. But once again, from a video marketing standpoint, for those of us here in the mid-market that are really just trying to break through, build trust and credibility, and you're getting started, don't let these things get in your way, right? You have a phone, you can get started. You know, another great example is clients will have a better understanding of what it's like to work with you. So if they see your face and they see your thought process and they see how you handle working through a model or working through a concept or working through an idea, you know, you can share that information. And this has happened to me specifically. So many times I'll share a model or I'll share an idea and people will come up to me and say, I want what you said on episode 52, for example. I'll go back and listen to it again, or, you know, I'll watch that video again. But you're effectively, because of the power of search and the power of distribution and social, people can have you can start building a relationship with individuals, with people at scale before you even meet them in person. And so often that's what I would call a pre-sales tool. But once again, it's because you're illustrating your knowledge and expertise, you're not pitching product, right? That's kind of not the point of all of this. But, you know, another thing, and this is for our sales professionals out there, video marketing isn't just for companies, and it shouldn't be corporate and polished. In fact, that's the opposite. It should be a little more authentic and almost potentially raw, real, right? Real, not raw, but real. If you're communicating with your prospects and customers via only phone and email these days, you're missing a huge opportunity. And these are simple things. I know the topic of the day today is how to get started with video marketing using your iPhone. And we have a system we've built for that. But simple things, like I would even say before you get started using your iPhone and you are tired of being ignored, you're tired of having your emails and your voicemails ignored, use something as easy as the Viewed It Chrome extension from our friends at Vidyard. So our friends at Vidyard, they have a Chrome extension, and you go into the Chrome store, and it's the coolest little Chrome extension I've seen, because it effectively, you put up your screen, you know, launch a browser window, put you know, a copy of your presentation, say in Google Slides, up on the screen, launch Viewed It, gives you a countdown, and it gives you a little video thumbnail in the lower left-hand corner. And it's a great way to communicate and just add context to the email, right? And show some emotional connection and show some motivation to the email. And this is very simple. In the email, when it's, you know, I have a Gmail integration, so when it's sent across, The nice big video thumbnail with a play button is embedded in the email itself. And you can even pick a nice thumbnail screen, so it's kind of a compelling picture. But that's, once again, a better way to break through, build trust and credibility, because they see you. You're not as easy to ignore. An email is so easy to ignore. A voicemail is so easy to delete. If you send that video thumbnail with the viewed it extension from Vidyard, once again, it's a great way, if you're not even going to launch a video marketing strategy, it's great just to communicate in a more effective and compelling way using video thumbnails. And I actually did a quick tutorial on the Vidyard Chrome extension on the YouTube channel. If you want to go check it out, just search my name on YouTube, Jeff Leo Herman, and you can check it out. But it's I'd highly recommend it. So all that being said, want to get started with video marketing, you don't need a full-time person following you around. You don't need a ton of expensive equipment. You just need to get started with your iPhone. And you flip it in selfie mode, have a plan in place, and get going. So as I mentioned, we have the four P's to video marketing. We're not going to get into those right now. We'll get into those in subsequent episodes. But the why behind video marketing is very critical. And I have a lot of stats to back up the power of video marketing. And one of my favorite ones is actually that your customers are 10 times more likely to engage with you and respond to a video than, say, a written blog post. And that's a stat that I captured, I believe it was from Vidyard as well. So once again, people are much more used to responding to and commenting on videos and dialoguing on videos versus a blog post. There's a great history of comments being made, but they don't feel that visceral connection possibly as they would with a video. So we're going to wrap it up today, and I hope you are motivated to jump in and get started with video marketing. It's extremely powerful. Once again, if you have passion, commitment, and unique perspective, you can build an audience. The tough one is the commitment, and I'll tell you, I'll be transparent. This is the one I struggle with myself. From a commitment standpoint, you have to really nail it like clockwork to break through. And there was a period of time about a year and a half or so ago where I delivered a What I Learned video segment every Friday morning like clockwork. I did it for a good half a year, and I got some nice traction. But things got in the way. Life, professional, personal things got in the way, and wasn't able to sustain that. And I really felt the dip after that release was over. So it's time to bring it on home. So I want to thank you for your time today. We will continue this topic of how to get started with video marketing using your iPhone or your mobile device. We will continue this topic at length, but there is nothing stopping you. And the future, the history is in video communications. And you've heard the stats once again. And even Jay Baer said that video is going to be powering email in the very near term. And that's his reference to the viewed it extension from the guys at Vidyard. So look, if you want to, before we release these four P's over the next, over the coming weeks, if you want to jump in and just chat about how to get started with video marketing. I've experimented with all the platforms, YouTube, Facebook Live, which Facebook Live, deserves its own strategy in and of itself. But if you want to chat about this topic, please contact me. It's email me directly, jeff.herrmann, H-E-R-R-M-A-N-N, at madison2market.com, M-A-D-I-S-O-N-T-O, MARKET.com. And I really want to hear from you, honestly. I love seeing the downloads, the volume of downloads we're getting. It's amazing. But I get very limited feedback other than people I run into on the podcast. And so it'd be really nice to have someone tell me where you're from and why you listen. Or just say, yes, I listen. And that's good enough. But that's the challenge here with podcasting is that, through iTunes, there's not great analytics on iTunes, and I get analytics through my content management system. But, we're kind of flying blind other than volume. And I'm not at the point yet where I have the consistent feedback. you know, that I'd like to see. So that, and hey, if you go to iTunes and leave a rating and review, that's always an amazing way that we all appreciate as well. So thank you very much. I hope to see you soon. And I encourage you, please get started with video marketing as quickly as possible, but have a plan in place. And we're going to get into the plan, the four P's that I mentioned, over the coming weeks. And hopefully you'll take the journey with us and we'll get a little challenge going. And even if you want to hit the Sales Quants Facebook page, and we'll just get a little group together, working together, building community, helping each other out. That's really what's most amazing is we all don't have all the answers, but we certainly could provide feedback to one another, and that's a great service. And that's why, you know, community building is such a blast. So thanks for your time. Have a great day. Hope you think like a marketer and sell like an animal. Cheers. This episode was sponsored by Effective Spend. They're a leading digital advertising agency from Austin, Texas, where they truly deliver better best practices. The team of Brian and Alex, they're true practitioners. They grew up on the client side. They're extremely analytical, and they believe in closed-loop marketing. And look, these guys really crush it when it comes to Google pay-per-click and Facebook ads. So I'd encourage you to visit effectivespend.com and let them know that your friends from the Sales Quants podcast sent you there.